Okay, babe. How you doing?
I didn't touch anything. I'm good. How are you?
Girl, it was everything trying to get us all on this podcast. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Really, you know, kind of difficult at first trying to get everybody on, but it's all good. I'm waiting on Yaya, and then we're going to start the podcast.
Yes,
ma'am. Be careful your buttons. Be careful your buttons. Hey, Yaya. Hey,
how you guys doing?
This is the Michelle Lamore Relationship Podcast Show. Yes. Thank you, ladies, for coming on. We're going to get it in because we know that one of the biggest holidays of the year is approaching rapidly, and that is Valentine's Day. So I have these two beautiful ladies on the podcast live, talking about how people are coping mechanisms with the Valentine's Day, especially our ladies out there, because it's a lot of ladies that are very, very, they might be discreet, but they're feeling some type of way because you have to see other women get the gifts and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm sure the guys feeling some type of way, whether it's good or bad, but I just want to introduce my ladies. First, there's K-Bay, introduce yourself. Thank you for coming.
Hi, everyone. How you doing, everyone? My name is Kay Bay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you good and clear.
Yes, I am clearly a single woman at the moment, but I am also a leader, a teacher. I am also an older sibling, a daughter, and
I know that's right, girl.
An ex-fiance, so I know what it's like.
Okay, all right. You want people to find you, or are you just cool right
yes,
now?
Yes, people can find me at Lola Bunny. On Instagram at lolabunny.love.
Okay. Yaya, go ahead, Miss Yaya. She's back again. The one and only Yaya Sangria.
My name is Yaya Hope Saw. That's my handle on Facebook. I am the co-owner of Yaya Sangria. We can be found on Instagram and Facebook. Hashtag Yaya Sangria, YAYASANGRIA.
Come a little closer, Yaya. Come a little closer.
Okay. I really can't. Hold on.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make it work, baby. We're going to make it work. We're going to get it in.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. So, like I was saying, I'm the co-owner of Yaya Sangria. You can be found on Facebook or Instagram under hashtag YAYASANGRIA.
Okay. Well, ladies, I know everybody, you know, some people have a boo, some people don't have a boo, and that's cool. We all women. Powerful women, may I add, and queens. I just want to start out and just give a disclaimer. You know, if there's any music or anything abnormal in the background, we don't own any rights. We're just going to basically talk about our own personal opinions and personal testimonies, giving advice, which you do not have to use, but we have to put it out there because we do know that people are sore nowadays. So we just want to make sure that we're not taking a court for something we said and we didn't mean it in that way or shape and fashion. But again, this is Michelle Lamore. I'm going to step out and say something and then the ladies can have the floor. They can agree to disagree. They can agree or they can disagree, whichever one. This is a podcast where we're open for opinions. We open for discussion. It's always going to be the floor where people can talk and express their feelings. I love that. This is about life, real life. So we don't want to fake anything on this podcast. We want everybody to feel, you know, free to discuss whatever they feel, you know, their opinion is. But I'm going to say Valentine's Day is coming. And I'm going to say I understand for the ladies out there that do have to deal with this one particular day because it's like most women, we like, you know, the ambiance of the flowers. I'm not saying all, because some women don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of us, we like the flowers and the roses and going out to eat and the diamonds and the gifts and all that, you know, and the trips and the roses on the rose petals going to the hot tub. All of that, it ties into most of us being a woman. it does, because we're taught to enjoy that. That is a reward from our men that normally, you know, for the heterosexuals now, if you're not heterosexual, it can go the same way, but whatever you cater to. But we're talking about now the heterosexuals, because I'm a heterosexual woman. And I'm just saying in general, a lot of times women are taught to like or expect the gifts from the man. So a lot of times when we're single, it is some type of emotion. If you're not trained to accept, you know, what is going on, a lot of times we have emotions where we're like, man, you know, she's getting this, or you see the gifts or whatever, because social media has been a platform to show. It's actually like a little show off a little bit in some ways. I mean, I understand that some people are using it for a business platform like myself, but social media has been the guide for the last 5 to 10 years to show people the inside of their life. And whether it's real or not, I'm going to say it again, whether it's real or fake, this is the eyes to the mind, and this is what we see. So we tend to get emotional when we see other women get some of that stuff, that good life with the men and the roses and all this stuff. I mean, how you feel about it, ladies? You tell me.
K-Bay, you want to go first?
K-Bay, you tell me. How you feel about it?
I'll go ahead, because I think we got some audio issues with K-Bay. Well, I'll tell you how I feel about it. When I was young, she dropped off. When I was young, it used to, you know, it meant more to me, you know?
Right.
You know, it meant more to me. And I would sometimes be envious because, in case from previous conversations, I am married, been married for over 30 years. But when I was a younger wife, And we had small kids, my husband couldn't afford pay the bills and give me all those frills, you know. He just couldn't afford it at that time. And I used to be in my feelings about it, be emotional about it, until I came to the realization that if he's providing all year long, why would I let one holiday dictate our whole relationship?
Exactly. Exactly.
So now, as we've gotten older and we can't afford it, we just are not in the habit of doing anything. We may say, Happy Valentine's Day, or I may cook a breakfast, or he may cook me breakfast, or we might order in, but we definitely not going to try to go to no restaurant in this manner. But in my opinion, it is show off. It is for people to show off. It is, some people do use it as an opportunity, you know, to show their significant other or their love interest, you know, how they really feel about it. And on the flip side, some people use it because they cheating, you know, or they got to make up for all the bullshit they did all year round. You know,
so that is true.
I don't put too much stock in one holiday. Even with Christmas or any other holiday, I feel like if you can afford to do something nice for me, that's nice. If you can't, that don't mean nothing. If you have proven all year round that you are a good provider, a good spouse, and et cetera. I think that we just, in today's society, our focus is on the wrong stuff.
I agree with you, Mikhail, because you know what, Yaya, Mikhail, both of them are her. I have been, how can I say, I've changed a lot, because I was one of those women just had to have it, because like I said, Nashe Lamore was always caught up on what everybody else got, and that wasn't cool at all, because everybody else don't define who I am as a woman. It doesn't define me in my relationship. It doesn't define the man that I was with. But at the same time, I was so caught up because I was just wondering, what am I going to get? Am I going to get something? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? You know, because my girlfriend over here, she's getting this. She's getting that. She's getting engaged. She's getting this gift. You know, and it was just like, it's almost like a competition. It really is. Because if you know who you are in your relationship, it should not matter whether he comes Valentine's Day, sweetest day, whatever day it is, every day should be your day. every day. It should be your day. Because when you love somebody, it shouldn't take Valentine's Day to show or express what a person means to you. So this is where a lot of people have to understand and basically man up about it. Because if you don't, you get caught up in the in this aviance. You get caught up in it.
I mean, and what Valentine's Day really is a very, 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 very ingenious form of marketing. It's a Hallmark holiday. Hallmark said, okay, on February 14th, we gonna make this a holiday and send out greeting cards and flowers. So it started out just about greeting cards and flowers. And it took off and it ran from there to let's go out to dinner, let's go to the spa, let's go do this. And it became a major marketing event. It's all about the marketing. That goes right along with Christmas. You know, Macy started Christmas at the turn of the century with this whole idea. I mean, Santa Claus is as old as time, but they marketed on Santa Claus, and now people make a big deal out of this holiday that used to be just about token gifts.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, back in the day, it used to be man-made gifts, a knitted scarf, a hat, you know, stuff like that. But these major department stores and Fortune 500 companies found a way to make it into something big.
Absolutely.
And people are breaking themselves to, and this is my opinion, and you don't have to agree with me, but if you look up the history of marketing or the history of these holidays, how they came to be like they are, it'll give you a different perspective. Well, you can take that money and you can, you know, pay off a credit card.
Absolutely.
You know, you can take that money and put it down or add it to a down payment on a car or whatever. Something.
Absolutely.
But we so focused on making people that's already wealthy even more wealthy.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Yaya. I agree with you. I agree with her. Because it's got so out of hand that emotionally people are having anxiety attacks, nervous breakdowns, because it's so tied to the emotion that a lot of times the woman, I realize that women especially are basically having issues with it. Women are having issues with it in most cases. It's nothing to be ashamed about, because I was also a woman that had issues when I didn't know self-love. I had issues with not receiving anything on Valentine's Day. Like, literally, I was really emotional because I felt like, in so many ways, I was not significant. I tied it in as far as who I am as a woman, because everybody else is getting gifts and this and that. Why am I not getting a gift? And I'm a woman, you know, I'm a good woman. And that's not the way you view your life. You know, you're not getting something on Valentine's Day doesn't take away from you being the woman that you are. You know, I want to ask a question. Okay, babe, ladies and gentlemen, for some reason, she fell off the call. We was having some type of technical difficulties, which is fine, because I'm going to do a private podcast with her again this evening. I will call her when this podcast is over. But if Shy Girl that's there getting her hair done, what do you feel about it, Shy Girl? Could you say a word or two about it? Do you feel like you could say a word or two about it in addition to what we're saying?
She's not ready.
You're not ready?
She covered everything that I was feeling.
Everything you know, I was just trying, because she's single, I just wanted her to add her own small input. That's all. Nothing special, but just basic.
I want to say, if I can just add one thing. When I was first, like, And, you know, when you get married, you start hanging out with other married couples or couples that are, quote unquote, in monogamous relationships.
Okay.
And it was this one couple in particular, they didn't have any kids.
Okay.
And they worked together, they worked with my husband at his job, and they were both making on their income when my husband was making on his. And I wasn't working at the time, and we had three kids. And he bought her fur coats and diamond rings and, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, she would say things either intentionally or unintentionally that would make me feel, you know, some type of way because I wasn't getting those types of gifts, you know.
Okay.
She, you know, your husband doing all this overtime, XYZ. You know, he can splurge to get you something he can put in their way. And I fell for that bullshit for a little while, right?
Okay.
So I would be in my feelings. I would be like, yeah, you know, I just want this and I just want that. And, you know, my husband would be like, well, baby, you know, if I had it, I would do it. But I just felt like that was a crap. Because I felt like, she was right. He could put something in their way. You knew last year that this year was coming. You know, I did feel that way, even about Christmas, even about my birthday, even about my our anniversary, you know, different. And I would feel that way because people told me I should feel that way.
Okay.
Everything I needed was covered. So I had food, shelter, clothing. People get my hair nails done. I wasn't working. And I wasn't paying not one bill in the house, right? Not one.
Absolutely.
My work and I was my sole responsibility was to take care of the kids. That was my responsibility and take care of him. That was it. That's all I had to do. The kids were underage, they weren't all in school. I was doing what I had to do to try to make a happy family, you know. But
okay.
With these holidays, all the holidays that I mentioned, is validation. We want people or our spouses to validate what we do day in and day out. What we contribute to the household, what we contribute to the relationship, what we contribute to the family. All we want is validation. So that's what these Hallmark holidays are about to
Absolutely.
Us. And, you know, and why we do feel like, you know, they're important sometimes. You know, but if you're getting the validation all year round, one day shouldn't make a big difference. Now, the problem comes in when you're not doing all these things, when you're not taking care. And I'm going to tell you the truth. If I had to choose between you paying bills and being a provider and you giving me some flowers and candy and dinner and massage or whatever once a year, I'll take that provision for $1,000, Alex. You know, I'm trying to say that it's not nice to get gifts. Of course it's nice. Of course everybody wants it. But my value system tells me that that's a bonus. It's
your value, absolutely, absolutely. Because people get caught up so much on the society trend, you know, what's trending and what everybody else is doing. And they don't look deep in themselves and realize their value is not, how can I say it? You're not considered to have value because of that. Because you didn't get a gift for Valentine's Day as a woman, your value is not subtracted. I mean, people be honestly thinking, oh, I didn't get a Valentine's Day gift. I'm mad at you. Why? If you wasn't communicating with that man before then like that, and y'all wasn't like that before then, why do you have to put pressure on a man that you knew that you and him didn't have that type of relationship from the jump start? Why does it have to change because everybody else is getting a Valentine's Day gift and you want to be a part of that? And I understand that. It's okay. But if that's not your situation at the moment, you shouldn't put pressure on somebody, especially when that's not your situation. That's not your, you know, your life right now.
Just for bragging rights, you know. You don't even care about the duty.
Right. You care about what people are going to say or think, and that's what we get caught up on. Because I'm going to tell you something. I was real big on that. I was like, oh, what they're going to think or what they're going to say. And that's not cool. You shouldn't be worried about that. You should not be worried about what somebody else is going to think or say to you about what you're not receiving. That's not real life.
Yeah,
You know, you shouldn't care. If you single, embrace that you single. And this year or next year or whatever, how many years it take for you to be in a relationship or whatever, embrace that you're going to, it might be a chance that some holidays you're not going to get those things that you're accustomed to getting.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I buy myself gifts.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Go tell, please tell them about that. They need to hear that.
I buy myself gifts, and I don't wait for the holiday. I buy myself flowers. I take myself out to dinner, and I got a spouse. I have a spouse, and I have friends, and I'm not lonely. But I don't take myself out for lunch. I live not too far from Cooper's house. Sometimes I'll go have me a glass of wine and a sandwich and an appetizer or something by myself. You know, I'll do that. I'll go, I'll go somewhere and sit down. Go treat yourself to a pedicure or manicure, you know, get a facial, get a massage. I don't do this to showboat. And if I see a pretty bouquet of flowers, I order myself some flowers, or I grab me some when I'm in Jules or Mariano's or wherever. I buy myself a plant. I love plants, you know. I buy myself a nice pair of shoes, nice sunglasses.
It's nothing wrong with that at all. It really, people think it's a problem when you do something for yourself. It's not a problem. That's self-love. You don't have, even if you was in a relationship, it really isn't. If you want to buy yourself some roses, buy yourself some roses. Nothing wrong with that.
And everybody can't afford to buy themselves nice gifts. So get and don't laugh when I say this. Take yourself to the dollar store. They got all types of bath bombs. They got foot masks. You know, give yourself a facial. Light yourself a candle. Get yourself a bottle of wine, you know, or a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, whatever it is you enjoy. Take a hot bubble bath or shower or whatever. Watch you a movie. Pop you some popcorn. Order you some Chinese food. You know, do stuff something just to show yourself that you love yourself.
And you know what? I'm glad you said that, because I have done that. I didn't necessarily do it on Valentine's Day, but I have treated myself to things and just to show that I love myself, because you don't have to always depend on a person, a man, or whatever relationship you're in. To do it, your spouse. You don't have to depend on your spouse. You gotta love your. First of all, let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't love yourself, ain't nobody else gonna love you. Period. You gotta love yourself first. How you gonna not love yourself and then you expect others to love you? How does that work? You have to love yourself. You have to know who you are, and you have to accept the fact that sometimes it's not going to always be what you think it's going to be. If you're not in a relationship and it's temporary and you plan to have somebody, okay. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. That's the problem. We get off on this social media. We want to prove something to somebody. We got to prove something to somebody. And that is a problem, because it becomes competition. Don't compete with nobody. Who cares if your girlfriend... I mean, I know it hurts sometimes, and it will, like, man, I wish this. But your turn or your time is coming. Just focus on you. Love on you. Trust me. Your time will come.
But you know what, Ms. Lamore? Let me tell you the truth. Even if your time don't ever come with another person, if you practice self-love all the time,
practice self-love all the time. Say it again.
It won't even matter if you
it
never.
It won't matter.
Right, because some people, I was watching, and I'm not trying to plug this show. I'm not giving no money. I'm not getting no money for this show. But I was watching The Gospel According to Andre.
Okay.
Andre Leon Talley, who was an editor for Vogue. And he said he never fell in love before.
That's possible. It's possible, Yaya. That is possible. Because a lot of times we define love for the wrong reasons. A lot of times men and women are different. A lot of times we are raised to think if a man take care of you, that's love. Or if a man protects you, that's love. No, a lot of times some of that stuff is what we are taught. You know, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying because somebody who takes care of you or takes care of you or supports you or whatever, he don't love you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, just because some people do it, it does not mean necessarily that they love you. You will know if a person loves you. It's like you can feel it. You can feel it.
Hey, Mr. Moore, the point I was trying to make wasn't that. The point I was trying to make is he said he was too busy living his life, his career, traveling, doing the thing that he loved, that time got away from him, and he never had the opportunity to be in a committed relationship, but he surrounded himself with beautiful things.
Okay.
A beautiful thing. So I think that we get so caught up in this fantasy of falling in love and a happily ever after, but your happily ever after may not be my happily ever after.
There you go.
We're so busy worried about how other people, if we don't get married, if we don't have kids, my biological clock is ticking, and this, that, and the other. But you may contribute way more to the world that don't have nothing to do with getting married and having kids or being in a relationship.
Absolutely. And you know what, too? You said something that was very powerful, Yaya. You said, you're happily ever after. Everybody gotta find out what is your happily ever after, because everybody is not meant to be in a relationship. I'm gonna say it again, ladies and gentlemen, for the people in the back. Everybody is not meant to be in a relationship. We have to accept that. And you would only find out when you learn self-love. You will know and understand who you are. You will understand and know who you are and what you want and what your desires are. Because trust and believe me, once you start having self-love, everything will come together. You will know who you are. You'll know what you want. You'll know what you're going to tolerate. You'll know what you're going to accept. All these things are vital to who you are as a person, as an individual.
Agreed. Yeah.
You cannot grow in life if you don't have self-love. You have to love yourself. You have to accept your good with your bad, your flaws, and you don't have to worry about anybody else, because when you have self-love, you don't give a damn about, excuse me for cursing, you don't give a damn about what nobody else thinks. You don't need validation anymore. You don't need validation to feel like you are who you are, or to be a woman, you got to have this, or to be a woman, you got to have that, or to be a man, you got to do this. Everybody is different. Now, I will say this, what works for one person, like I always tell you guys, what works for one person don't work for another. And that's very true. But at the same time, just because you, one man might decide to pay bills, another man decide he don't, it doesn't make you a bad person. This is just who you are. You got to find a woman that accepts that type of behavior. That's just what it is. It doesn't mean that you won't get a woman. Stop picking women that probably want you to pay bills if you don't like paying bills. I mean, I'm just telling you, it is what it is. You know, it is what it is. You know, you can't, if you a type of person that like intimacy a lot, you like kissing and touching, and you like somebody to kiss you openly in public and all this and that, but then you get with somebody that don't like all that. It's not nothing wrong with that person. You keep choosing things that don't, it's a saying that my mother used to say, stop putting square pegs in circle holes. If you know this person doesn't work for you, but you like the fact that they dress, well, you know what? You're going to have to find somebody that dress that works for you. Because you can't force somebody to love you and treat you the way you want to be treated. You got to find somebody that's on that page. It's just what it is.
Well, your boy, and I'm not a fan of this person, but I'm just quoting anyway. But Steve Harvey said, and I'm not a fan, not that, you know, I hate him. He's just not my cup of tea. And, you know, I'm probably not here either if we met in person. But I'm just saying, Steve Harvey said something one time that made so much sense. And then he said, you better love who love you and like who like you.
Did I just say that? I said it in a different way. I said, love who love you and like who like you. I said, find somebody who wants to give you open attention out there publicly, and stop trying to beat up on somebody, because somebody who had probably issues or family things that, they seen as a child, they might not understand how to give. I'm just using this as an example, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody who just probably do not know how to openly show love in public. Don't fault them for not loving you the way you need to be loved. Find somebody who know how to love you. It might not be the best person, but they might give a hell of a kiss. They might give a hell of a hug or things that you might need to function in your relationship.
Some people never had to do it. So they don't know how to do it.
Exactly. So, but what bothers me is when people get in relationships and, okay, let me show you an example. I don't want to say the name. I was with a person and they basically love kissing in public. Okay. Now, I just didn't like kissing in public. I like doing the peck, you know, like, mwah, like that, you know, and I was good. They want a tongue and bust you down like you in a damn x-ray and you on a back page. Well, Nishayda Moore don't like all that. I don't like, it don't take all that. Long as I make love to you, wait a minute. Long as I make love to you the way I need to make love to you, make you happy and satisfy you in the bed and take care of you and all this, and you know, this and beyond, I felt that I was doing my job. Well, he used to always complain about, it was always something. If you don't kiss me in public, if you don't tongue kiss me, you know, you ashamed. He was insecure, bottom line. But in addition to being insecure, wait a minute, Yaya. In addition to being insecure, he used to make me feel some type of way like I was a bad person that I had to do this to him. Well, I never seen my mama and my stepfather kissing like that in public. I never seen my mom and my daddy kissing like that in public. So maybe I was taught for what I seen. I didn't see them showing affection in public like that. So I didn't know nothing about how to do that. Or maybe I knew, I just didn't like it or I didn't care for it. Whatever the case may be, it did not mean I didn't love him. I just was not that type of woman. I didn't like that.
And I mean, I get it. And I'm the opposite. I like all that mushy shit. You know, I like it, but I don't feel like if you don't do it, that you don't love it.
Exactly.
So I like it, but I also like for it to be the element of surprise. If we standing outside having a conversation and you slide me some sugar, that's sexy to me.
No, and it's okay. Not the kissing on the lip, like you know, like mwah, like that. No, I'm not talking about that. Or the kiss on the forehead. I'm talking about he wanted to do the in my relationship when I was with him. He wanted to bust me down with the tongue and everything. I wasn't that type of person.
And the point I'm trying to make is
that's why. Every time you're in a relationship, you need to see the things that's important to you and find out if this is what's, you know, if it's going to be a problem. You know, like I said, just like Valentine's Day, back on what we were talking about. If you know it's a problem of you in a relationship and a person that really is not celebrating Valentine's Day like that, you should be with somebody that's going to celebrate and make you feel a certain type of way. If not, you should have self-love to know that a Valentine's Day gift is not going to validate you as a woman or as a man. You should still be the same person. If a person you with that does not do Valentine's like that, you should still have it in your head. Hey, whether or not he do it or not, guess what? I love me. Buy yourself some flowers. Buy yourself some candy. And I'm not saying that he's not going to be in a doghouse, because I'm more than certain that most of you women who listen to this podcast are going to still put that man in the doghouse. He's going to be in the doghouse. I already know.
But, I mean, you know, to each his own. To each his own. But I feel like a lot of times men and women alike sweat the small stuff. You're going to be in the doghouse over one day.
Absolutely.
You said that 24 hours used to last a long time.
Yeah, I did. I used to, oh my
but
goodness.
I'm going
to
tell you the truth.
Yeah, it was horrible for me.
I'm going to tell you the truth. 90% of my relationship, my significant other worked on 90% of the holidays.
Exactly.
Most of the time, he was at work and we did not celebrate the holiday on that holiday anyway. So I got accustomed to it just being another day.
Absolutely.
But the one thing my husband used to do that was a big winner for me when we were young in our relationship was he would, if he had an extra $50 to $100, he would send me flowers to my job.
Okay. And that's beautiful. I love that.
Just do it sporadically. He would do it periodically.
Absolutely.
And that would just be wonderful.
And see, you know what, Mikhail, that's a beautiful thing because a lot of women, they want the world in a jug. My father used to say that all the time. You want the world in a jug. That's old school. A lot of you guys are not old school. Some of you are. You understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Women, like, you want everything, everything, everything. I'm a good man. I come home. I do this. I do that. And then you just never satisfied. That's what he was saying in so many words. Translation.
Right. I think the Ivy Brothers had a song out called Insatiable Woman.
Absolutely.
You know, that's somebody who no matter what I do, you ain't never satisfied.
That's right. Y'all better be blessed with these men and these women you got, because sometimes they busting their ass on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be just a holiday, because a holiday is just 24 hours. Because I was really bent out of shape sometimes a long time ago. I used to be really upset if you did not take care of me on the holiday. I was really upset, and it wasn't cool.
Yeah, I was really upset about it when I was in my 20s, you know, and that it stemmed from grammar school, you know, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. We used to see that.
You get the little candy and the cards. And don't get me wrong, I was a cute little girl, so I would get at least one, you know. But I was also mean, so sometimes they would take it back at the end of the day. But I would get at least one card, at least one piece of candy. And I will have at least one boy ask me, because what it used to be back in the day, I don't know if y'all remember this, but it used to be, would you be my Valentine? And that means you was my boyfriend, my boo, you was bae for a day.
Tell them about how we used to get candy in school. Tell them that.
We used to get candy in school. You know, like my mom and some of the other moms would send enough candy for everybody in the classroom to get one candy, a piece of candy, or cupcakes or cookies or something, you know, and we would have a Valentine's Day party. It wasn't really about grown folks. I don't know when it transitioned to be about grown folks. I do remember my dad would sometimes bring my mom some flowers or whatever, but he didn't just do it on Valentine's Day. Like, he would sometimes do it on payday. You know, he got paid. Here goes some flowers, baby. You know, I just think that, you know, what I said at the beginning of the conversation, Ms. Lamore, is that this is 100% about marketing.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I have to be honest. It's about love, too.
It's not. I honestly don't see it being about love, because if it's about love, then any gesture of love would be good enough. If it was just about love, it's about the candy, the flowers, the massage, the manicure, the pedicure, the take me out to dinner. If it was just about love, any gesture of love would be enough. If it was just about love, if it was about love, it would be about that back rub, that foot rub. It'd be about that kiss on the back of your neck. It'd be about that, you know, hand on the small of your back. That's love.
Yeah, that's true.
That's love. True. What it's about is materialism and boosting sales.
You know what? I agree. I think that's really, truthfully, I believe that is like 60 to 70% of what you said. But I do believe there's some love in there with some couples that really are in love and they really just want to express themselves with Valentine's Day.
Let me ask you a question, a hypothetical question, right?
Right.
You, your man, your guy, your significant other, bae, right?
Right.
Bae is a six-figure making man. I'm talking about upper six figures, like knocking on seven figures, right?
Okay.
He got a dope crib, a dope car. He got a dope bank account. He's responsible with his money. He good looking. He everything you want in a man, right?
Right.
Valentine's Day come up. He don't spend a dime. He don't spend a dime. But he took time out to be with you, to cook you a romantic dinner himself. He gave you a massage. He ran your bath. But okay. He didn't buy you one thing materialistic.
Oh, I'm already in love, girl. You know I like that type of stuff.
No.
Look, I'm already in love, so it don't even matter. So if he did all that.
He got the money. He can buy you the world.
Right.
He can buy
right.
you the world.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm different now. I used to want all that material stuff. I'm telling you, if a man just ran...
Right, but how many of our audience today...
I'm really big on that.
I understand. I feel you. But how many of our audience today would be okay with that? That's the main question.
A lot of people would still want a diamond ring or a tennis bracelet.
Exactly.
Or, you know, a card with maybe $500 in it. Yeah, I know.
And that's what the real problem is. Because that tells me that you don't love your significant other for who they are, but for what they are.
And you don't love yourself because you don't realize that you don't need that material attached to you to be validated as a woman or as a man. You don't need that because you're going to still be the same person whether they give you the roses or not.
Well, Jilly from Philly say, the truth is I need you.
Exactly.
I can do all of that stuff that you do. I can do all of that for myself. I can run my own bath. I could book me a massage. I could buy me a tennis bracelet if I want one.
Absolutely.
I can buy me anything I want. I can buy it if I prepare right. If I prepare right. So what anything that a man that come into my life is doing right now is a bonus.
Absolutely.
He's just validating what I already know about myself.
Absolutely.
And until you get that part, you ain't doing nothing.
Well, I'm going to tell you real quick. We talked about it, me, Mikhail, and Kay Bay got disconnected. We apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to have her on another show. But we're going to talk about real quick 5 ways to beat Valentine's Day blues. We just going to talk about it real quick because we gave y'all some good, interesting points. We went over things, our history, our testimonies of how we feel about it. And I'm just going to go smooth with this because we're going to end the podcast because it's almost over.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk about 5 ways to beat Valentine's Day blues. Number one, keep in perspective. Keep your perspective in check. Even though you might be feeling down about being single, remember it's temporary. Didn't I just say that? Didn't she just say that? Now, this is from Google, ladies and gentlemen, because like I said before, I always go and get information from Google, and I also talk about it from my own perspective. So you heard Yaya say what she said. Everything she said ties right back into what they're saying. Keep in perspective that you basically, if you're feeling down, you single, and it's only a day. It's temporary. I mean, don't you agree, Yaya?
I 100% agree.
And then it says number 2, get back out there. What they mean is, we said that in so many ways, do things that you like, as far as if you want to be around a person that do things that you like, don't be with a person hanging out trying to date a person if they don't like everything you like. Be with some people that like what you like. Because you don't want to be unhappy on the long run. You don't want to complain and say, well, this person don't do this, this person don't do that. Well, you knew in the door, you seen the red flags. If a person is not able to give you what you want in the relationship, stop dating people because they look good. Stop dating people because of exterior. Stop being superficial. Date people that you know gonna keep you happy. This is your happiness, nobody else's. I mean, do you agree with that, Yaya?
I agree 100%.
You have anything else to say about that?
Not about that, no, ma'am.
Okay, number 3, know that you're not alone. Stop acting like it's the end of the world, ladies and gentlemen. when you're depressed or you're trying not to get depressed or beat the blues of Valentine's Day, know that other people out there are single. You're not the only one that's single. Other people out there are, you know, there's people out there that are going through the same thing you're going through. So right. Don't even worry about it. It's all good. It's only 24 hours, ladies and gentlemen. You can get through it. And when you got self-love, you got things to do, you don't even worry about it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Love on yourself. Do what you have to do to make yourself happy until you get that person, the right person in your life. Because it's not about having somebody on, you know, to prove to anybody, because in the end, it's superficial. It's superficial. In the end, you're really only doing it as a people pleaser. You're right. Not happy. You're trying to please social media. You're trying to show, oh, I could get a man. Oh, I could get a woman. But behind closed doors, you're not happy. You're not happy.
Right.
So just do what makes you happy and stop trying to be a people pleaser. The next one. We're on number four. Create a meaning. What does this person mean who wrote this on Google? They mean, when they say create meaning, you don't have to do what everybody else do. Stand out of the crowd. Right. Do what makes you happy and basically show them that you don't have to get gifts and this and that to be significant. You don't have to have validation. Oh, my man bought me a car. Okay, well, I'm happy for you. I'm just
right, right.
And I don't even have a man to buy me a car.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My right. man bought me a 5-carat ring. Guess what? I'm good with this crystal, what is it? Cubic zirconia until right. I find my Mr. Right. You have to be happy with yourself, with whatever you got going on in your life. Trust me. My man bought me a 5-bedroom house. Guess what? I got a 2-bedroom house. I'm happy with that. Be happy and create meaning in your life to understand it is what it is, and this is your life. Make the best of it, right? Make the best of it. Stop being a Debbie Downer about things that you can't change. Right. Trust me, if you start looking at things positive, eventually they will change. Eventually it will change. Number five, the last one, because remember I'm talking about five ways to beat Valentine's Day blues. Number five, don't let sadness stop you. I'm going to let Yaya talk on that before we close. Don't let sadness stop you.
So what I say with don't let sadness stop you, I say to piggyback on all of the other ones, the self-love and all this, but also create a new ritual. You know, you can make this a day that you and your other single friends have a girls' night in, a girls'
exactly.
You can go visit your mother. If you ain't talked to your mama in a while, you know, a lot of us mamas ain't still with us. Mine is, you know, but everybody's is. Go visit your mama. Show your mama some love. Be your daddy Valentine. Be your sister.
Right.
Be your best friend. Be somebody, you know, because you might not be in it by yourself. You know, my mama lost, you know, her significant other a couple years ago. And, you know, so for Valentine's Day, me and my siblings, we like to send her flowers and stuff because that's what my stepfather did. You know, so you start making it more meaningful for somebody else. Because part of self-love is showing love as well.
And trust me, once you start doing that, you'll realize you won't be as sad as ever. You will actually be happy to put a smile on somebody else's face.
Right.
You will be happy to put a smile on somebody else's face.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. Usually people like it when people are happy or try to be happy.
Right.
That attracts whatever you're looking for in your relationship. You might turn around and meet somebody on Valentine's Day because you're not like the other people and being a Debbie Downer.
Right.
You're not, you know, talking about other people that's receiving gifts. And another thing before we close on this podcast, embrace other people's gifts. Girl, go. You got that 5-carat ring. You go, girl.
You go. Yes.
I ain't mad at you because you know that one day your day is coming. You know what I'm saying? Whether you do it or whether somebody else do it for you, know that you love yourself to know whatever it is that you want in life, you're going to go after it. Regardless of somebody giving it to you, you're going after yourself. Have self-love. Love on yourself and respect yourself. Don't have to chase everybody else with validation. Don't be, you know, don't chase validation. It's weak. That's weak. You don't need nobody to validate who you are as a person because others are getting gifts and they show. And I'm going to tell you something else. Let's go there with this before we close. everybody that's showing it on Valentine's Day, showing you them gifts and everything, don't mean that they got a happily ever after.
Now, Miss Lamore, 30 seconds left on the clock, and I want to say this. All of my friends that was getting those nice gifts that I was talking about before, not one of them still married today.
Did you hear what she said? So don't get caught up on the shoulda, coulda, woulda, and the people that want to pretend on Facebook, because that's all it is pretending.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's called, that's why people crack jokes and call it fake book.
Right.
F-A-K-E. F-A-K-E-B-O-O-K. So not just Facebook, but Twitter and all the above, all social media platforms.
Right.
Just know that it's not always real. It's not always real. So you get caught up and emotional something that's not real, and guess what? At the end of the day, you find out if the whole thing was a charade, it was an ambiance, it wasn't even real. So love on yourself. I want to give Yaya the floor to close. Love on yourself, be you, be an example, change some things, accept who you are and what situation you in, and don't be mad at the circumstances. Trust me, you have the power to change your life one day at a time. Stop looking like it's the end of the world because Valentine's Day is here and you might not have the ideal setup or the ideal relationship. Trust me, don't be a Debbie Downer. Turn it into something great. You know, have a girl, like she said, have a girl's day out, do some things, surprise some people in your life that mean a lot to you. Just do some things that's going to make you happy. And then you look down on the long run and you say, I'm so happy I did that. So I'm going to let Yaya close, and we're going to close with this. And we thank you guys for coming on, like, share, and follow. But go ahead, Yaya.
The only thing I want to add to everything you just said was, I love you all. I love you all. If having nobody told you today that they love you, Lashae Lamore and Yaya Holtzclaw, we love you.
We love you. We sure do. Happy, we like that you tuning in. Yes,
and
you
have a very happy Valentine's.
Blessed Valentine's. Have a peaceful, and don't let your girlfriends and your guy friends stress you out because they trying to perpetrate. They got the ideal relationship, because trust me, if they got to do that, it ain't real. Trust me, people that got it going on, they normally don't tell everybody because they don't have to brag. You're going to see on your own. Like I said, love on yourself, respect yourself, and don't get caught up on this ambiance with the Valentine's Day. If you got it like that, kudos to you, y'all. I have no disrespect. I'm not a hater because I love flowers. I love roses. Hey, if y'all want to send me something for Valentine's Day, I'm going to give you my cash out.
I know, right?
$$ Lashae Lamore Straight Caps 1100. It's $NECHELAMOUR 1100 1100. You can send me or bless me whatever you want to, but I'll take all gifts because I ain't mad at you.
I'm not gonna let that.
If you don't give me a gift, how about this? So you will know, if you don't give me nothing, if you don't, because
I still love you.
I'm still going to love you, and I'm not going to be mad, because guess what? Yeah. Valentine's Day is really just a 1 24-hour day like the rest. Love on yourself. Do right. If you got to buy yourself some roses, buy yourself some candy, take yourself out, do something nice for yourself, do that. Men and women, do that. You know, because you don't want to get caught up in people saying what you didn't get, or you didn't get this, or he didn't do that, she didn't do that. Guess what? At the end of the day, their relationship is not all what it cracked up to be. If you really look closely, take the mask off. What do Lashae Lamore say? The mask always falls off. If you look closely, a lot of these people are trying to perpetrate. It ain't all what they be saying it is. So we're going to be out. I thank you, Yaya. I love you.
Love you more.
All you guys who rocking with Lashae Lamore. It's 54 minutes. We did almost another hour. And we're going to be out, and we're going to do another podcast. She's always going to be welcome to come on the platform. You guys know where to find her. She told you. And thank you guys for tuning in. Lashae Lamore's out.
All right. Bless you. Bye.